This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
So the Yankees are bringing back Old Timers Day. They are celebrating the 2000 World Series championship team. Obviously, 25 years later, if you're a Mets fan, you don't have as many good memories from that World Series as the Yankee fan does. But I heard Dave Sims and Susan rattling off all the names last night of guys who are going to be there, and exciting group of names. Roger Clemens returning for the first time. You know, guys like David Justice, of course, Jose Vizcaino, who had the he was there. Not Luis Soho, who had that 50 million popper up the middle to against Al Leiter. But they got a bunch of guys that are showing up. But then Dave goes, "Captain number two going to make an appearance?" And Sousa goes, "No, he is not." Now, Derek Jeter said that he doesn't want to see the fans. He doesn't want the fans to see him hit again at this age, and part of me kind of understands that, because if you leave and like his final game at Yankee Stadium was so special and the home run and everything, it's like when you leave on a high note and you're Derek Jeter, and then like you're not hitting baseballs anymore and you show up at Old Timers Day and you're a legend, you're out in Monument Park, and then you look like you don't look like the way you used to look. I could totally understand that if you're a guy like Derek Jeter. But he should be there. He should at least be there as the captain of the 2000 Yankees in the middle of their dynasty, or towards the end of the dynasty. But he should be a part of it.
He's always been, you know, a little bit different. You know that he's. Yeah. This is almost, I don't know. To me, it's a little bit insulting, I think.
Yeah.
Come on. You know, you're one of the great players in the team's history. The fans adore you. They love you every time. That's why you have gone on to become a very good spokesperson, very good steward of the game, somebody who understands the history, especially the history of this franchise. Personally, I think he should be there and he should be a part of it. I'm not saying you do it every year, but at least, you know, when they're, celebrating one of your teams and, you know, to me, it's a moot point. I mean, he could still hit if he had to. You know, Roger Clemens is not going to be throwing 90 miles an hour.
Yeah, he goes, and this was last year when he was asked about it. They're not going to see me hit again. No, I'd be afraid to hurt myself, which is another thing I totally understand, but hurting himself.
Why is he the only player that feels this way? Or is he the only player that feels this way?
All right, so I'll give you the other members of the team that are coming.
How about the guys that are not coming, and why aren't they coming? That's what I want to know. Are they saying the same thing? They're for the same reason that Derek Jeter is saying it. Derek's still a young man.
Yeah, no, he is. So you got Clay Bellinger, who's going to be there, because obviously Cody's, you know, he's his son. That's going to be a cool one. Chris Chambliss, Clemens, David Cone, Dwight Gooden, El Duque, David Justice. Pop-up ad. Tino Martinez. Lee Mazzilli, Ramiro Mendoza, Gene Monahan, Paul O'Neill, Andy Pettit, Jorge Posada, Willie Randolph, Mariano, Luis Soho, Alfonso Soriano, Shane Spencer, Mike Stanton, Joe Torre, Vizcaino, and Bernie Williams.
And so they're playing a game.
Yeah, they're playing a game. And Derek, I don't even think it, and Al, Derek Jeter's not even going, right? He's screening a phone. He's not even going. He's not even attending at all. It's not that he's not playing, but like, isn't there part of it though where you're like,
no, part of me is like, I wish he would be a part of it.
No, I mean, I know we want to say, but if you put yourself in his shoes, you're like, I've done everything. Like, I'll show up and celebrate with the team. Do I really need to put the uniform back on again as an old guy and looking like a schlub?
By the way, he's in great shape.
Yeah, we know.
All right. And, you know, the fact of the matter is that, you know, old timers games are a part of baseball lore. They have been
Yankee
around
lore for sure.
They've been around forever. A lot of teams do this, and I don't know. I don't want to put myself in his shoes, you know, but it seems like elitist to me.
Ooh.
That's all.
Now, I don't know the answer to this question. But did, like, the other Monument Park Yankees back in the day play in the old-timers game? Like, was the old-timers game around when Mickey Mantle would be playing in it? Did that happen? You know, did Joe DiMaggio play?
I think they all did. I think.
Because if they all did, that changes my opinion on it. Because, like, right now I'm kind of with them. I got to be honest with you. It's like, I've done so much. I'll show up. I'll wave.
Yeah, but
whatever.
They all can say that.
Yeah, but he's the man, though. He gets to make those decisions.
Dude, they can all say that.
But these guys want to put the uniform back on again. Derek Jeter's like, I've done everything I could possibly do. My legacy is cemented. I'm in Monument Park.
You gave me the list of all the things that we as professional athletes play for. And one of the groups on that list was the fans.
Yeah, that's why you should show up and wave.
I did Google it, and it said Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio played in the 1969 old-timers game after they had not played together since 1951.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Right. And I don't... Derek Jeter's not going to embarrass himself.
I think he
would put the uniform back on and look just like Derek Jeter when we last saw him. Yeah. He's in great shape.
I know he's in great shape. And some of these other guys that are showing up are not, and he is.
And the thing about it is, I'm sure some of these guys, I would imagine Roger Clemens is out in the backyard throwing right now as we speak.
Yeah, getting ready for this thing.
Yeah.
There's no doubt.
Right.
I saw him on a podcast the other day. He was telling some funny stories about stuff, pitching to Tony Gwynn and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I disliked Clemens a lot back in the day, but I'm sure he's a blast to be around. I'm sure that he's got like an intensity and he's all these stories. And
you know how you like all the old NBA players telling stories?
There is nothing better than that. Like Vernon Maxwell telling a story about Hakeem Olajuwon. There is nothing to me better than stuff like that.
Yeah, well, I'm sure that all of these guys all have something. Believe me. Like, you know, I told you a few stories last night.
Yeah, of course. Yeah. I mean, they're all... I mean, I'm telling you, you had that group in the palm of your hand last night, man. You were killing it. You were like Shane Gillis at the ESPYs up there last night. They were loving every word, every story, which was great. I don't know. I just show up. You don't have to put the uniform on if you don't want to. You've accomplished everything possible. You've delivered championship after championship.
I don't know. I just think to me again, he was the captain. He was the guy that was embraced by the fans and loved by the fans and still is to this very day. Just it feels a little bit elitist. That's all.
All right. 888-8888.
I don't know. Does he have a great relationship with the Yankees? Do you know?
I'm sure he does. I mean, why wouldn't he?
I don't know. You know, A-Rod came here, made more money than him.
They did. They could have not rolled out more of a red carpet for his ceremony and Derek Jeter Day and the monument and everything.
It was completely opposite of that of A-Rod.
Well, yeah, but A-Rod's not Jeter, you know? I mean, it's...
Yeah, I don't know. You'd have to ask Yankee fans. I just look at it from a different perspective, and I just think that he is who he is. He's a great ball player, great legend, and I don't know. I kind of feel like he should be there, but...
Yeah, now that I hear, though, that, like, Mickey Mantle and Joe DiMaggio played in an old-timers game together, I'm like, all right, if they did, you can. You know what I'm saying? That if those guys... put the uniform back on again. You certainly can.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Out here, we feel things. The sore calves that lead to epic views. The cool waterfall mist during a hot hike. And the breeze that hits just right at the summit. But hey, don't just listen to us. Experience it for yourself. All Trails makes it easy to discover the best of the outdoors. With more than 450,000 trails around the world, points of interest along the trail, and offline maps for always-on navigation. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
888-838-1019. Let's go to Joey in the Bronx. What's going on, Joey?
Good morning, guys. How are we doing today?
Good, right, Joey. Joey, are you a Yankee fan? That's what I want to know.
So I'm a diehard Yankee fan. I loved everything Jeter did as a Yankee and as the captain as far as on the field. Like he said, you know, he used to say it too. He shows everything on the field, and he led by example. But I believe that last commercial they had during his retirement year was the biggest farce going. He is not riding subways. He's not riding cabs. He's not greeting the fans. That just wasn't who he was. He was not, come here, let me embrace you. I never saw that in him. I never felt that about him. I was at Baltimore one year with my kids. We used to go. We stayed at the hotel. My buddy and I, we were there when the bus came back from Baltimore from the game. They won in 10 innings. We backed off. It's just my son and two little other of his friends. He is the first guy off. We little boys with baseballs and Sharpies. Not tonight, guys.
Yeah, I mean, that's, you know, and Joey.
That's a tough one. That's a tough one after a game and everything else. That's a tough one.
I just, and that's, you know, one experience, one day. I'm coming from a perspective of I was 4 years old when the Mets won a World Series. Other than that, none of my teams have ever won anything in my lifetime. This guy was the leader and captain of a team that was a dynasty while I was in high school. I could not have been more jealous Yankee fan.
I don't know why.
Like, why does he have to?
Maybe he's got a wedding or something else. Maybe there's a conflict or something. I don't know. That could be the case. But I would just say, if there were no conflict and there were no reason for him to miss this,
yeah,
then, you know, it's one day, it's with a lot of your ex-teammates, and it's the celebration in front of the fans again, which I don't know, which is a part of the history of baseball.
What I was going to say is, like, when you get a guy like Joey who's like, oh, Jeter never embraced the fans, I mean, what else did you want from him, for God's sakes? I mean, how many unbelievable moments did this guy give you in championships? And you're telling me that, like, one time he didn't sign a baseball for your kid, you're pissed off? Like, what? I mean, this guy, I would kill to have him. 4 World Series, 5 World Series. You know what I'm saying? Like, I mean, what? In my lifetime.
Yeah, I know, but we're talking about this particular event. I mean, he did everything he could as a baseball player to bring championships, and certainly, you know, had a very good relationship with his manager and really respected it, and that's what really held the team together, I think. But he also, the Yankees at that point in time, had a lot of really good young players, obviously, but they also added the right free agents. Like, adding Paul O'Neill was great. Adding Scott Brosius was great, or trades or free agents or whatever they were doing. But he was the ringleader. There's no question.
Mike in North Carolina. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, what's up, fellas?
Hey, man.
In regards to Jeter, I think he has a axe to grind with that organization. He does not come back. I think since he's been retired, he's come back for one thing. And I think it has something to do with Cashman leaking that time when he became a free agent, Jeter went to Cashman and said, hey, I'm going nowhere. I want to stay here. And Cashman went and leaked that out to the press. And I think ever since then, Jeter has an axe to grind where he will not show up to anything.
Yeah, I mean, there's no doubt that he was angry at the time. We all knew that. He didn't go overboard publicly. However, you know, if Derek Jeter returns to Yankee Stadium on Old Timers Day, he's doing that for the fans. He's not doing that for Brian Cashman. And if you're holding that much of a grudge, then I am with Boomer. That does seem elitist and just out of character for a guy like that. I mean, but maybe that has something to do with it. Maybe he's a big-time grudge holder. I don't know. It's just odd that he's not there at all. I mean, as far as I know, he's not going to be there
unless
at all.
There's a conflict.
Yeah, but I mean,
you know, maybe somebody in his family or his life is getting married or something like that. I mean, maybe his wife's got something going on. He's got to watch the kids.
Maybe he's going on vacation with Dave Sims and they're both going to miss it.
Yeah, maybe.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
The wait is finally over. Ready or Not is available now on consoles. Become an elite SWAT commander and feel the weight of the badge. The immersive cult classic is now on its way to more players than ever before. Coming this summer for PlayStation 5 and Xbox Series XS. Get ready for 18 high-stakes missions, solo or with up to 5 players in co-op. Clear rooms, protect civilians, make split-second calls, and join the tactical shooter community. With countless ways to set up your loadouts and gear, no mission is the same. And with full crossplay, your team can suit up no matter what system they're on. So, if you're into tactical gameplay and intense high-stakes action, Ready or Not is the must-play tax shooter this summer. Available now on PlayStation, Xbox, and PC.